welcome to the JB Trio Podcast, Season 7, Episode 8. I'm Lee McDonald Jr.
Chris, the comeback kid, Woodmancy.
Mark, the ancient warrior merchant.
And joining us tonight is Mr. Jared Gallegos. How are you doing, Jared?
Not so bad. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Glad to have you on again. Always love having USBC represented.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Sure. Anytime. Anytime, Mark. Oh, yeah. Another member of Lace Rockheads. I think that makes it complete now that we've had you guys on two different times, two different episodes. Neil on a couple times. This is your second, and now we've had Gil on two times.
So, Look at that.
How about that?
Yeah, you're the leader of the Flintstone pack.
he's a leader of the pack.
Especially last week when you kicked some ass.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's finally working out for me. It's been a rough year.
Maybe you can tell us how you did it. Like, you bowl about 3 months bowling like shit, get your average down. Get your average down, and then you shoot a mild 580, get bowler of the week.
Mild
580 or a really nice 714. I don't know. There's a big difference, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, 714, five games.
Yeah. No, it was just I've been taking on some different coaching lessons and just talking to my coworkers a little bit about what's going on the shot over at Louisville. So I just wanted to gotten their take on some different adjustments.
Really?
No, I just get their take on the shot and what it does, and just that's really what I came into Tuesday night. And obviously,
well, just for my own selfish reasons, what were their suggestions? Just more throwing the ball fast, or what were they suggesting?
They say if you don't bowl like Chris, don't bowl. Just stop bowling. Just stop bowling.
Didn't they tell you to just grab a house ball?
Well, honestly, it's just when to make the adjustments and you know, making them sooner, you know. And obviously, last week we had a little bit of a different kind of a shot being played because the team we were facing, they pretty much roll it down the middle of the lane. So Neil and I pretty much had the right side all night long. So
cool.
When we faced the Warrior and his squad, I mean, they're burning that up pretty good. So learning the adjustment I should have made against the Warrior 2 weeks ago, like, you know, and learning that, I talked about that night with them and what was going on with that shot. And I learned something from one of the guys that I work with and, you know, what I should have done differently. So I'll be doing that next time when I face the Warrior. So
there you go.
You say Warrior as like he's the young guy. He's called the Ancient Warrior.
He's got it right. The Warrior, but it sounds to me like, Jared, it's one and done. 1 week and
you're done. Whiteboard material, man. Sorry.
Oh, yes. That's right. Jared thrives off that. So, and yeah, the Ancient Warrior, that's his favorite drink is the A&W, the Ancient Warrior. So, we gotta call you the A&W.
That's it.
And so this past week, we also learned some information from one of our bowlers that we actually, as a podcast, got ranked, which I was kind of in shock. We found out there's a website that ranks different podcasts and called feedspot.com. And so they had ranked all bowling podcasts in the country. The bowling podcast totaled up to be about 478 different podcasts throughout the country. And so they ranked the top 25. And I don't know how this happened. I didn't submit this. I don't even know where this website came from. But they actually found us. I don't know how they found us. Chris, if it was your doing or your fault somehow, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, probably.
They probably loved you. That's what it was.
Yep.
You got fans and you didn't know it. But anyway, we got ranked eighth out of the top 25 of 478 bowling podcasts in the country. We're eighth. And yes. I'm just in so much disbelief that I'm in shock.
So, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, it probably is. But kudos to the bowlers for keeping up our listenership. We got a very good, it's almost like a cult following. So
yeah, we can, if we can unload Chris, we can get in the top three.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think if we let go of Mark, we'll be in first place because people only want to hear me.
Of course.
People literally only come here to hear me talk.
They don't come back in, yeah.
They don't even want to hear you on League Night, let alone on the podcast.
Oh, man. If only they could see you bowl, Chris. If only they could see you bowl.
And they'll be memorized by the way I bowl. Like, man, Chris. You know,
it's funny because last week he claimed that he was the best bowler on the league, and I named 10
in the league. Yes, in the league. In the league.
Bowlers in the league that were better than him. So
every person you name, I beat him at least once.
And Ryan Curtis put his money where his mouth was. And Ryan Curtis
I saw that. Ryan Curtis showed up and said, hey.
Hey, you know what? I beat Ryan Curtis when he subbed for, I think, Mark's team one day, and he bowled 530 against me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, we never live that down that one day, but that he didn't bowl above a 170 and it was stubbing for Mark. So
yeah, he only needed to shoot a 530 to beat Chris.
He lost because I beat him.
Oh, man.
I just don't.
All we got to do is point out the top three. The top three averages.
Which is?
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't even look.
What's funny, before you name that league.
It ain't Chris.
Yeah, what's funny is when I said something about it and called Chris out, then Fred jumped in and Fred's like, you're not even the best bowler on paper.
Okay. Paper is just a numbers game. It's a numbers game on paper. All right? I'm talking about streets. I'm talking about in the streets.
He's number four on the program and number one in your heart.
Exactly.
Even his own wife couldn't acknowledge that he was the best.
That was Jennifer. That wasn't me.
Oh, man. Well, Camilla is the best female bowler in the league.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and she made bowler of the week as well. So Jared, you made bowler of the week this past week, and Camilla made bowler of the week for the ladies this past week as well.
I'm glad there's one Woodmansey in the
and there will be two. If I win every week, people won't play no more. I have to let people want to win and experience.
You let them win.
Yeah, if I win every week, people just won't come back. I mean, we need people in this league.
They weren't even thinking of having you on the team anymore. It'd have been like your third team you'd have been on in one season.
Well, it's not them dropping me; it's me dropping them.
Oh, you're firing them. They're not worried they're bull with you.
Correct.
Oh, boy.
Is that how Jake and Phil got fired?
I mean, they got relieved from their assignment.
Relieved?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think if you ask them, they're saying they were relieved.
They were definitely relieved. Yeah. That's crazy.
Remember, comeback kid. Speaking
of relieved, so last week we had some pretty good bowling going on, but I don't want to skip ahead to beat Mark's picks yet, but just to go over what we did in the fastest 3 minutes of bowling. So the first pair we had Team 3 Wicked Trio against Three Fingers Deep, Rick Connor and George, and it looks like Rick Connor's team whooped their butt 36 out of 48, so kudos to Rick and George. Next pair was Team 13, BD in the pocket, against Team 7, the S team. And the S team and Tina Saunders pulled through the Queen of the Lanes, 32 out of 48. So kudos to them. Next pair was the Bludgeoning. Team 14, Almost Empty Nest, against Team 9, Slate's Rockheads. Bowler of the Week, Mr. Jared Gallegos, held up the team with a 714 and took his team to victory. They won 40 out of 48. Great job, Jared. And next pair, we had team number 5, which is the secondary team of Slate Sloppy Seconds. They went up against Ricky's team, Ricky and the Two Mics, and that was another bludgeoning. They won 42 out of 48. Next pair is Team 12, the Men in the 10-Pin, against Team 8, Pin High. Pinhai, unfortunately, another week they struggled and beat, and I'm sorry, Men in the Ten Pin won 34 out of 48 against them, knocking them further down out of first. Next pair, team number one, the lucky team, that's my team. Who you calling a pinhead? Against team number four, blaming on the alcohol. And you would think it'd be the easiest pick of the week for blaming on the alcohol, but no. They, I don't know what happened. They felt sorry for us or something, and they let us win 32 out of 48. And if you could check the scores and the numbers, you would definitely see they definitely let us win that night. And the last pair is...
Oh, the best 10. Pair. The best pair. Yeah. It's a comeback kid story. It is the comeback kid.
Go team ahead. Number 10, the comeback kid, or should I say, put your thumb in Timmy.
Saying so.
They were losing big early to Team OG. Patrick was having another one of his great nights. 3 weeks in a row, he's been bowling excellent. And he was crushing Chris. But that's
not good enough, though. He still lost.
He was crushing Chris for the first two games, but somehow Chris and Leland bowled okay. Camilla had to hold him up. She was bowler of the week, like we talked about earlier.
This is a fiction.
Finished off with like a big 230 game at the end. They barely put out a victory, 26 out of 48. So they did pull off the victory.
Yes, winner, winner, chicken banner.
Yeah, yeah. The rare sight of Chris's team win. I mean, never mind.
What? Sorry. Yeah, all because of me.
And to go over the standings leading up to position round next week, we've got Slate Floppy Seconds taking first place, 241. They're going to be bowling up against Three Fingers Deep in second place at 236. And in third, BD in the Pocket at 233. They got knocked down. They could not hang on to the top two. And they're at 233. And Penn High got knocked down the fourth. They were in first place not too long ago with a few months. Now they're in fourth at 230. The fifth place team is the S team, the up and coming S team, headed by the Queen. They're at 220, and in sixth, they'll be bowling to get the S team. So it'll be a family affair because it's almost empty nest in sixth. They're at 218. It'll be a pretty close and interesting match that night. Team is in seventh place, Slate's Rockheads, Jared's own, very own Slate's Rockheads. They're at 209, and bowling against Team OG, the team that just barely lost to Chris. And Patrick leading the way there. They're at 196.
You're welcome. Eight.
Blaming on the alcohol is in ninth. They're at 190. And it's the rematch against Who You Calling a Pinhead at 186. And the last time Who You Calling a Pinhead had a rematch back-to-back weeks was Three Fingers Deep not too many weeks ago. And the second match, I don't know if you guys remember, but it was 46. I think our team took 2 points. It was 46. It's a 48 loss.
It was a revenge match.
Oh, yeah, I'm predicting pretty much the same thing.
Yep.
In 11th place, Put Your Thumb In It. All of a sudden, the up-and-coming Put Your Thumb
what?
In It.
What? The comeback kid come
the
back?
Come
what?
On the back team is at 159. In 11th, they'll be bowling Wicked Trio.
Oh, easy. Don't come.
Oh, my God. It's like 154. Free. And the men in the 10-pin at 145 and 13th, bowling against Ricky and the Two Mics. At 119 in last place.
Nice.
So there's your position round lined up for next week. There's your fastest 3 minutes of bowling.
Amazing, because of me, my team isn't in last place.
All because of you and only you, right?
Yes.
I could tell you, it's going to be a good match, our team against Three Fingers Deep. They're trying to find a pair of shorts for George. So they might bring out leopard shorts against us.
I think if they all three wore the cadence shorts, I think they would easily distract you guys.
No, but man, I think Caden had last week. Man, he was wearing 80s style basketball shorts. Stuff that I saw Larry Bird wearing back in the day.
That's even worse than the skirt he was wearing a couple months ago.
Yeah,
I think there's two things that I notice about this position round. Once again, I need binoculars to see where Chris Woodmanzie's bowling.
I mean, you don't need that much. I mean, I'm right there.
And then, secondly, in regards to Mr. Woodmanzie's team, you know, they had expeditions where they were thinking about raising the Titanic, and it didn't work out. So
we're coming back from the dead.
I'm just saying. But no, it should be a good week. We had a really good week last time we faced Patrick, so hopefully we can continue that.
I think so.
And so, oh no, I know so. I hope that we can.
It's a big hope. It's a big hope. We all.
Oh, man. All right. So next on the agenda, we've got the brackets to talk about. Why don't we start with the Christmas bracket? It had the first week.
Nice. All right, guys. Welcome to the Coke Bottle Bracket Scratch Part Dos. All right. So as the following week, we had 16, eight brackets going into the top eight with four brackets. Sadly, we had to admit that Jared did shoot a 714 series to Sean 583. Jared moves on. But I promise you this, fans and listeners, Jared will lose this week. I promise you this.
Wow.
Jared is going against Georgie, and Georgie is known to be in the final two, as you see him going against Joe Bear last competition. So Jared would not be a part of this next week. All right. If he wins next week, if.
What are you going to do? You're going to wear the Cadence shorts.
Oh, my God.
I just hope he spells my name correctly if I win.
I would change his name. If he is a part, I would change his name to the correct spelling.
My name's been on the standing sheet for 2.5 years and on Facebook.
No, wait, your name is spelled wrong. Right, your name is spelled wrong. Okay.
It's spelled correctly.
No, they spelled your name wrong at birth. Okay.
J-Rod.
just after an actor's, you know, TV show name, that's what it's after. So yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, cool. I didn't even know that. All right, so that's the first bracket, Jared versus George Martinez. Next one we have Ron.
How did George what was his
opponent? Oh, sorry. George shot a 618 to Garrett 614.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice match.
Yes. Ron went against Chris Saunders. Ron shot a 649 to Chris 607. Ron will move on.
Another close one.
Joe Bear shot a 633 to Matthew Macy's 592.
Yeah, he wasn't too happy that week. They got beat. The team got beat. He didn't bowl so hot. And, yeah, it was just a rough night for them.
So Ron and Joe Bear will go against each other.
And it was Ryan bowling for Joe Bear.
Yes, Joe Bear had a sub. Yep.
Yeah.
So Joe Bear can use his sub for two more weeks, but on the final week, he will have to use his. If he's there, perfect. If he's not, his blind scores. So.
And kudos to Joe Bear. We have a list of countries that listen to the podcast that Spotify gets to show which different countries. And we've got, believe it or not, we've actually got about 20 countries on the list.
Really?
We did not have Italy before that. So when he visited Italy last week and he was on the podcast, he listened to it, and now Italy's on the list. So thank you, Joe Bear. All right, who bowled next?
All right, so Ron and Joe Bear will go in there. Neil shot at 652 to Peyton Estes, 654.
Wait a minute. So 652 loses to 654.
Yeah, Neil loses to Peyton. Peyton moves on. Neil is out.
Two freaking pins.
Yes, two pins.
Good for Peyton.
It was a good bowling by Peyton, yes.
I agree.
The person who would be going against Peyton.
Good bowling, not so good poker.
No. Oh, that was sad. Oh. I felt bad. He went all in. He went all in like three hands later.
Yeah, I had to buy him back in a couple times.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I couldn't let Peyton leave early.
It's okay. Lee won $180. It's okay.
Oh, really?
Oh, he didn't tell you that? Oh, shit.
It wasn't that high of an amount.
Oh. I told you I won.
Just not that much.
I won a few dollars like I was... Yeah, I won a few dollars.
So
Chris, you're supposed to not say so loud.
I know. I didn't even know. I'm sorry. Yeah, I tell my wife everything.
Oh, yeah, right.
And she's standing right there.
Camilla, is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, she still reads through all your BS.
What BS? I speak the truth and nothing but the truth. I'm like Abraham Lincoln.
Hand your wife your phone right now and give her the password?
She knows the password. It's our anniversary date. Because she set it up like that. She set my phone up like that.
She set your phone up and handed it to you and said, here, you're allowed to have this.
Yes, exactly.
I see how it is.
This is correct.
I see how it is. Mm-hmm. All right. What's going on with the bowling?
All right. Chris Woodmansey, myself, the great comeback kid Woodmansey, 648, to Fred, the uncle of my kid's piggy bank, lender, 569. He bowled 569 to my 648. I move on to go against Peyton Estes.
Oh, Fred, what happened?
Yep. He's just, every time he goes against me, he just like crumbles. He's just like, oh, I can't beat Chris. I'm not worthy. It's okay. Oh, it happens. Oh, it happens to the best of us.
We're going to have Fred on soon to set it straight.
The last two brackets are Brian Brimmerman, 597, to Caden, 622.
Hey, that wasn't bad.
Caden
goes and advances.
This is short. The podcast match that we all waited for, but it ended up horrible. This Lee McDonald.
The disaster, yeah.
524 to Mark, the freaking merchant, ancient fucking something. 651. Mark moves on to go against
the, it was the garbage match of the week. Yeah, the lowest series out of the whole scratch. Embarrassed to call myself a scratch bowler. So, yeah, it was pathetic.
Yeah. Mark will go against Caden.
Oh, nice.
But if Mark happens to find his younger years of the 30s and
bowl well,
Mark will be going against me.
I'll next be bowling week. Peyton.
In the next week, brackets.
Not all right, what are the matches?
So we have Jared versus Georgie, nice, leading to Ron and Joubert. So those four are together.
Patterson?
And then we have, yeah.
Patterson.
Yeah, Patterson. Yeah, Patterson.
I was wondering why we don't have a Patterson in the league.
We do now. We don't even have a Jared with normal spelling in the league.
Oh. Well, we
don't have a Chris Woodmansey who's a good bowler either. So.
Oh, we do. We do. We have two Chris's that are good bowlers in the league.
You can only,
Chris is a good name. I'll say this correctly.
I'll say this. Oh my god, this is horrible. I'll say this. You can only find Chris Woodmansey's name once on the sheet.
What? That's all you need.
You won't find it in the average or the high series.
That's all you need.
You only find it one time on the
sheet. Like I said before, guys, I cannot take all of it. If I do, people would just get tired and won't come.
Oh.
I think it's the opposite.
I have to keep it entertaining.
The goal is you want to have your name on the sheet at least two or three times.
I don't need to. It is on there. As a presidency, that's twice. As a president.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that don't count.
Yes, it does. Look at the very top of the sheet.
You can't
I'm above
be on
you.
There
I'm
default.
Above you.
Above me, yeah.
I am. It says president, then league secretary. League official.
League secretary does like all the work.
That's not an award. That's like a punishment.
Yes, it is.
So,
all right, so the final four that will go against each other: Peyton Estes versus Chris Woodmansey and Caden and Mark Merchant.
Whoa! Peyton versus Chris.
Yes.
What? How did that happen?
What do you mean he went against Neil?
Peyton was here to defend himself.
Well, I mean, he always loses to me, so it's nothing new.
Think about that, Mama.
So. She knows. Jennifer knows what she's working with. All right? She knows that that's her son. That's her baby boy. But she got to admit the truth that he's going to lose. He's going to lose.
Peyton versus Chris in the bracket.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Chris. Sorry, buddy.
Okay. Jennifer, you stop being a mom right now and speak the truth.
I'm not being a mom. I'm just taking statistics.
Oh yeah! Oh, are you be like Joe Bear now? You pulling that shit?
Wow! Yeah.
The analytical math says exactly. I should go against this guy.
Hey, I bet you he was leading in the beat Mark's pick segment. Wait till
probably, but that was the end of the brackets. Good luck, everyone.
I'm just glad we have listed because the first week when we asked who faced who, he didn't. Chris Woodmansey didn't know.
Oh
so.
My god, my phone!
What's up with that?
I didn't have it printed.
I heard a bunch of bowlers complain. Why don't we have it in bracket form?
I know. I forgot.
Yeah, it's just whoever Woodmansey wants us to face. So
I guess that's why they call it the Woodmansey bracket. It's just selective bowling, I guess.
It's selective bowling.
But you did it. Now kudos. I'll give you credit. You did make pretty cool looking bracket on the Challenge website. It's usually for gamers, but you somehow found out a way to make it with a bowling bracket, which I'll give you credit. It does look pretty cool. I don't know if we've saved it on our Facebook page, but after tonight's podcast, I will make sure to, or I'll have to remind Chris to share it to the Facebook page.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that.
So it is pretty neat looking. So there's
the win. It would be a lot more cool if my name was spelled correctly, but it is cool.
Okay, if you win, if you just win one more week, it'll be changed, okay? And then I'll put Jared, a okay bowler, right next to it.
Oh, wow.
Right. It's funny. I walk out of my house and my hands are just a little heavier.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. And so that is not the only bracket. We've got the big bracket, which consists of all the bowlers. It is handicap, and we begin week one tomorrow night or week 27, the same week as position round. Again, everybody's in it. First week is going to be 42 bowlers, and it'll get down to 21 bowlers the second week. The other 21 that lose will actually still be alive. They'll be entered into a loser's bracket. It's actually kind of like a loser's top five. So all 21 bowlers will bowl, and the highest five series will be readmitted into the big bracket week three or round three. The winners will bowl in round two, and we'll have to carry over a vacancy, or if the vacancy happens to win in that first week, is what we'll do to make up for that last spot. So we'll have 11 bowlers in a vacancy in week two, and then we'll take the it'll be the 22 bowlers in week two, and then we'll just take the vacancy to week three if they win. I really hope the vacancy doesn't win, though. So it'll be 11 bowlers advancing to week three.
It did last time. Vacancy won last time.
I hope not. Man, I hope not. So week three, and then so you got 11 bowlers, and then you got the five bowlers that went under the loser's bracket, and they will be totaling up to 16 for week three, and then from 16 to 8 to 4 to 2, and then whoever wins. So it ought to be fun again. We've done it three other times before. This will be our fourth time doing it. It's actually our second annual because we did it last spring. So it's our second annual March Madness bracket. So it's a lot of fun. And first place gets 100, second place gets 25. Just to name our previous winners, who can remember our first winner? Anybody?
It was Greg.
Donna, our first winner of last year.
Oh, it was.
Oh, my God.
Who's going to be first?
Yeah, no, I do know.
It's hold on. Mark's making it brain contagious right now. I'm messing with my brain.
Remember, he bowled with his two sons.
David Pride, our first winner ever. And he's got his name and picture on the website.
Yeah, and he didn't even want to bowl this time.
And then he retired.
He might be back, though. I think he had surgery, and he's recuperating. We'll probably have to let him know that we're starting again next year, and he may be back.
No, I thought he wanted to retire on the plus side, and that was it for him.
Hey, yeah.
That'd be like Chris. You know you can't bowl a 300 or an 800 series.
So oh, you know, man. You can challenge
after you win that.
I'd be like
bottle bracket, or
once I get one, I'd be like Tom Brady, just keep them coming. I'd be like, once I get one,
oh, we'll see.
I'd be like Tom Brady.
Right. I think Jared got a 300 in the league before you did.
I know, and you've been bowling it for like 8 years.
I mean, okay, but
it was only Jared's second time bowling in the league.
Right.
He started in the summer, and then he bowled in the fall, and he got in the fall.
No, Jared got 300 because I inspired him. He said that night, he's like, Chris, you inspired me to shoot this 300. I mean, thank you for being there and watching me.
I'm like, you're welcome, buddy. When I think of the true inspirers of the world, you have pro athletes, you have Michael Jordan quotes, you have Muhammad Ali, and
Kobe Bryant.
You got Kobe Bryant. You just don't have Chris Woodmansey in the top 1,000.
But I am on there. But I am on that list.
I can't picture Chris's head on Mount Rushmore.
It should be.
The Mount Rushmore currently of JB Trios, if we were to do that, it would be Mr. Ron Reynolds, Neil Brady. Neil Brady's on there. I would say.
Why? Okay. Brady, he lost first round.
I would say Garrett.
Oh.
Garrett's on there. And,
Garrett lost too by two pins.
The fourth spot, I put Gilbert.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd have to put Gilbert there.
No.
Hey, but there are not many guys that can say they bowled their first night ever in the league and shoot 750. He did that the previous summer against my team.
He did.
I remember.
Now, remember, though, Jared, Chris did shoot a 300 in practice.
I, it's funny. At headquarters, I was looking it up, and I was like, man, let me see if that 300 that Woodmansey shot is a certified 300. And I didn't see anything in the system for it, so I just
that is messed up. No way,
you could get it in the certification.
Yeah, you work for USBC. How about you just go in the system and put 300?
You got to earn it. You got to earn
technically you can't.
He wants to keep his job there.
Yeah.
Even though Mark is predicting that we're going to be the cause of him getting fired.
Oh, boy.
Chris is still waiting for his ring, but they haven't come up with the Cracker Jack box yet.
I remember those rings. The old Cracker Jack rings. Chris doesn't even know what we're talking about.
My mom used to eat like those little Cracker Jacks with just like little stickers or something.
Yeah, they had the stickers that did that.
Yeah.
They used to put toys in the cereal boxes. That they did that too. Or the Happy Meals. You can probably get a Happy Meal toy. Probably find a ring in there, maybe.
Hey, that's why he needed the bracket money so early, so he can get some Whataburger.
That's what it was.
And then when I win this bracket money, it'd be perfect because I spent it all. So I'd be like, it'd be perfect.
Don't have to rob the piggy bank to give us our money.
Yeah. I mean, I just have to dig in the Fred pile, like bet Fred two more times.
There's 16 in the bracket, but he's paying out like there's only 8.
I would have hated to see if Ryan Curtis would have faced him last week and took his money, man. He'd have been in the hole.
I hope Ryan comes.
I did that on purpose because I didn't want to embarrass Ryan. I didn't want to embarrass him.
I gotta have Ryan.
So that's what I was humble. I was humble for him. Because when Ryan said $100 a game, I'm like, no, my wife's here and I can't do it.
That's what you call it.
And he just got married. I didn't want to take his money so soon.
Hey, Ancient Warrior, he ran so fast out of that center when Curtis put $100.
I said,
Curtis even told Woodmansey he could pick the pair.
He did.
My wife is here. Baby, what's the best? Who's the best bowler you ever seen play on JB Trios?
On JB Trios?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean best?
Best, like, who's the best bowler?
Like, average one?
No,
best bowler.
Just best bowler. Who has all together? Oh! Say it again, baby. Say it again.
She's gonna say that.
See, guys, you just can't beat that. It's okay.
All right, now you can take your hand off her throat. Now you can stop strangling her.
Well,
let her go. She said yes.
It wasn't on her throat, but okay.
What does Camilla do
for? Let's change the subject before we get fined.
What she do for a living?
Yeah,
she works. She helps her family out. That's all.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Family operated.
Yeah, family operated business. So I make all the money. Clearly.
All right.
I hope. Is there a what do you call those when you get married? Prenup? Yeah.
Prenup. Yeah.
I didn't make her sign one. Believe it or not. So yeah, you're thinking that, I didn't make her sign.
Just like in Seinfeld, he handed her a prenup and she laughed at him. She said, I make more money than you do. She said, yeah, I'll sign it. Give me the paper. And we tried to warn her, just like Mark, he tried to warn her for years for tax purposes. Got to keep her name separate.
Well, she did that for a while.
Yeah, she did. I think she realized, though, that when he was filing separately, that he was stealing some of the money. So she said, well, no, I better make the last name the same, because that way my bank account will be even.
Okay. You know what? This podcast needs an adult, because I feel like I'm being bullied.
No, you're not being bullied, Chris. We love you, Chris.
I feel like this is a grade school all over again.
Well, it's just, you know, whenever you're the greatest, you got to take the shot because you're the greatest that everybody's going to be after you.
You're right. But that's why, but the only two people in the league that isn't after me, I mean, other than my wife and, of course, the crappy bowlers, I just admit that they suck and they just don't want nothing to do with me. But the only two people who actually, like, praise me is the OG team. Even when I was going against them, they're like, man, Chris, man, please take it easy on us. Like, you're going to win. You're going to beat us. Like, you bowl so good. I'm like, yeah, I know.
That's because they're starved for a third bowler.
They said we would rather take a bacon than Chris.
Oh my god! I just like they were giving me high fives.
They were giving you high fives.
No, they were giving me high fives every time I strike. They're like, "Good job, Chris. Keep on doing it. Come on, keep on doing it. Give it to us." I was like,
you're bowling with him next season, aren't you?
Probably, because I love the gratitude. I love the praise I get.
It's like they're worshiping you.
Yes. Like, I honestly think if I have a shrine, they have a shrine to me.
Oh, wow. There's a shrine. So you're saying we need to make a shrine of you to invite you to a team?
It'll bring a lot more people to this league, but yeah.
Hey, Jared, do you know who you're bowling in the big bracket tomorrow?
I don't.
Okay, Lee, I'm going to run the names off real quick.
You got it, Mark.
So those will know. But you got Matthew Macy versus Ron Reynolds. You got Darren McHenry versus Larry Hoover. Tim Chrissy versus Tina Clay. Camilla versus Mike Ensline.
Oh, Camilla versus Michael? Nice.
Yep. Caden versus Leland. Jared versus Fred. Cody versus Neil. Myself versus Craig Warren. Diego versus Ricky. Brian with an easy win over Chris.
Mentor versus protege.
Yep. Kyle's facing the vacancy.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah.
Lee, you're bowling Mr. Patterson.
Oh, there's an easy match for Gilbert.
Yeah. Gary versus Chris Saunders. Patrick versus Amanda. Bob Davis versus Rick Connor. Nancy Davis versus Garrett. Michael Henderson versus John. Gino against Anne Marie.
Not bad.
Tina Saunders against George. Greg against Christian. And Peyton versus James Singletary.
Nice. Very nice. So those are your big brackets for tomorrow.
Who's making the bracket? Is it me or is it Mark's going to do it?
I'll make it. I'll just use our previous bracket and just switch the names around.
You sure?
Once I've finished it, I'll send it to you.
All right. I mean, okay. All right.
All right. And then we'll try to get it posted online. Try to resubmit your post from your Chalon site.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
I'm actually going to print it out. I'm going to print it out, though.
Yes. Please do so.
Here we go with another episode of Beat Marketing Picks. Well, our guest last week had a disastrous week.
Points was not worth it.
No, I guess it didn't help him being in Italy. But his record last week was 2 wins, 5 losses.
He was distracted at not getting any sleep and on the podcast at 4 a.m.
I mean, yeah.
Two wins, 5 losses. Lee, you are the winner of the week.
Hey, I did it. Yeah.
Bullshit.
5 wins, 2 losses.
All right.
Nice job. And Chris, you and myself, 3 wins, 4 losses.
Dang it.
3 wins, 4 losses. So I gained two on you.
Yeah, things tightened up a little bit. Overall record, I'm at 32 wins, 36 losses, so below 500. Lee, you're 31 wins, 36 losses. I guess you're 37 losses. You're 1 back of me.
Wow.
And Chris, you're 2 back of the leader at 30 wins, 38 losses.
In last place?
I'm in last place?
Yeah, it's really tightened up, though. You're only 2 back.
I thought I was in second.
So, at one point you were. But then five and two last week.
Nice. Wait, all three of us are below 500?
Yeah, and our guest is the only one above 500. 24 wins, 23 losses.
Well, Jerry's going to mess it up, so that's not good.
I have faith in Jared. Just don't pull a Jabir and just do all the teams with all the handicaps. All right, so first pair is team 5 and 6. First place against second. This is Mark's team. Mark's plate sloppy seconds against Three Fingers Deep. Chris, or actually Mark, what's the spread?
This here's a 5-10 difference.
Wow.
Oh,
awesome. I went to Three Fingers Deep.
Three Fingers.
We get 5-10. We do. Mm.
Oh, man. The toughest pick, I think.
You got PBA Kyle on the team.
PBA Kyle, MVP. He's still in the running. I'll go over that in a second here. Jeez. I'm going to have to go with... I love you, Mark. I'm going to have to go Rick Connor's team. I promised him I'd pick them. They're on a roll right now with Caden in the shorts and George. I'm going to go with Three Fingers Deep on this one.
Well, I'm going to pick our team because I just can't see George in those shorts.
I don't know. It could. It could happen. It could happen. What do you think, Jared?
It's going to be a good match.
Who do we got? Warrior and George?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. You know, I'm going to go Big Rick on this one because his team is...
Oh, yeah.
Always know how to put it up, man.
They do win Rick. A lot, don't they? They do win.
Yeah, they pull it out every now and then when you least expect it. I think this would be their...
You wouldn't think that big old Rick, you know, being named Rick the Dick, that he would know anything about pulling out. But I think they will
pull out a victory.
He invented it.
Yep.
He's the one that spilled the bottle on the Coke bottle. Spilled the beans on the Coke bottle incident.
Yeah, you're right.
Kiss your sister?
I got, maybe. No, I got Mark's team.
Wow, you're picking Mark. Okay.
Because he had PBA Cal. PBA Cal's on the team, that's why.
Wasn't even pressured into that. Wow. So that's 2 and 2 then. That's an even split, so not bad.
Yeah.
All right, next pair, we've got BD in the pocket against Penn High. I'm going to respect Craig because every time we pick them, they seem to be doing horrible. So he warned us, don't pick them ever again, even though they've been affected by the podcast curse. So I'm going to have to pick against him. I'm going to go with BD in the pocket.
Dang, that's BD a shocker. In the pocket.
This 151.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
151. I'm going to take BD in the pocket, too.
All right, Chris, what do you got?
I got BD in the pocket.
Wow. Well, you have to. Your protege's are there. Christian Bryan. Although Matthew, he has some ideas. He said that the next meeting, he's going to try to see if we can't get the handicap lowered. I told him good luck with that one. Cause last time we tried to do that, it was a bit of controversy. And then he wants to institute a change in the way we practice. He says ours is the only league that just does a free practice, whereas every other league does just one ball practice. So he's going to try to see if he can get that passed. Which,
I mean, I always did one ball. I thought that was the rule.
Some centers are not making a main rule. What would you say on that, Jared?
I don't, you're talking one ball per lane?
Yeah.
That's more the old school professional. The PWBA used to do that back in the day.
It goes faster, though. It goes a lot faster.
I don't know that you'll get a league to pass that, especially on a burn shot, to be honest with you. But, I mean, hey, you can bring it up at a league meeting.
Yeah. And,
you know, that's more for when you've got four people on a team, five people on a team. You see them do that. But,
yeah, you know, I say the same thing as Mark. You know, it's only three people.
Yeah, and it's bad. Shots already burned anyway. I mean, like, it's not – you're not playing a fresh shot. So if you're playing a fresh shot, it's a little different too.
Yeah.
Exactly. So very good points. What do you got on this one, Jared? You got BD in the pocket or you got Penn High?
I'll take Bimmerman and, you know, and some random yelling from Brian Bimmerman as well.
Hey, come on!
Oh, my God. He's been increasing that lately. I don't know if it's because he's getting more intense. I know they were in first last week, but, yeah, they've just been shouting a lot and getting into this stuff. But, well, there you go, Craig. If you're listening, not one team, not one person picked you. So now that opens the door for you guys to win. So there you go. All right, next pair, Team 7, the S team and the Queen against Almost Empty Nest. So this is Diego, Christina, and Chris, or I'm sorry, Tina and Chris. She likes to go by Tina. Against Tina's mom, dad, and auntie, which is Nancy Davis, Bob Davis, and Anna Marie. So it's a family affair. And I can't imagine there's a ton of handicap here. What's the spread, Mark?
Only 114.
Oh, only. Yeah, only.
Only 114.
That's going to Almost Empty Nest. Why don't you pick first, Chris? More of your proteges, Tina, Diego, and Chris.
And every time I don't vote for them, they win.
Well.
But they're going against their mom, right? They're going against their mom, right?
They are. Yes.
So I got Chris's team.
Oh.
I'll go with Tina and the company. I think I'm
going to do the same. She has definitely been on a hot streak, and they kicked the crap out of BD in the pocket last week, and so there's a reason why they're climbing up the charts. So I'm going with them as well. What do you think, Mark?
I'm going to take Almost Empty Nest.
Oh, wow. You're going with the
point. Now he's back to last.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it didn't work out for Gilbert too much last week, but you never know. Nancy's got a few tricks up her sleeve. All right, so next pair, Slate's Rockheads against Team OG, two excellent teams.
This is 126 pins. There is the podcast curse to consider.
we didn't think about that, Jared.
Yeah, and then and Jared's one and done.
This is,
OG can be dangerous.
It can be, especially Patrick. 3 weeks in a row, he's had 600.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, they're a hard team to beat, too.
It's going to be closer than you think, but I'll go with the Blades in this match.
And so far, any team that's bowled against OG, the only teams that have beat them, you had to have at least one. Yeah, it was your team, Chris. You had to have at least one person be a bowler of the week. So you have to have somebody be a bowler of the week type caliber bowler that week.
Me, like myself. Yeah.
Like Chris, yeah.
Right, yep. So basically, he was saying to beat them, you need a Chris on your team.
Pretty much. And that bowler.
That's not true.
Gallegos. Yeah, he was the bowler of the week this past week. I think he's going to carry it into next week.
It's definitely true.
It's not true because we took care of OG when we faced them last. So
well, they were all they can know why? Because I just got done with them.
I'm not saying they haven't earned their respect. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, no, Patrick, man, he's a 170 average bowler, shot a 630.
I'm well aware of what he's doing. Yeah.
What do you think, Jared?
I'm taking us all day. I think that we have what it takes, and we gotta lock in and just put the foot on the gas and keep it there.
I agree. I'm picking you guys as well. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I got them as well. I believe Jerry's on a hot streak with that 1-7. He's riding on a 714. He's riding. So if it's a one-shot wonder, then we just know that he just doesn't have it in him. So if you don't pull like a 680 or 650 tomorrow, then we all know that 714 is like a once in a blue moon.
A one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
any for the record, any 700 usually once in a blue moon. It's not every week.
Yeah, but I didn't say 700. I said 650, 680 at least.
I said 700, not 680, not 650.
So that's Jared's goal. Chris's goal is 650, but Jared's goal is 700.
Yeah. I keep my goal realistic, okay? I'm a realist, okay?
All right. Oh, yeah. All right. So, well, the good news is I'll be bowling right next to him. I'm on the next set of lanes. We're having a rematch, my team against Blame It on the Alcohol. What's the spread on this, Mark?
This is four pins.
Oh, wow. So this has Blame It on the Alcohol written all over it. I'm not even going to hesitate. I'm going with Blame It on the Alcohol.
But they didn't do you the last week.
No, they felt sorry for us. I mean, they bowled their lowest series in the whole year against us last week. So we took advantage, but I don't see that happening again. So I got Blame It on the Alcohol. And that was one of my losses, by the way. I had two losses, and that was one of them. So I would bet my mortgage that it's going to happen again. It's going to
really?
Be an actual loss this week.
All right. Baby, we're moving out.
Is that what you're doing, Chris? You're picking my team? See, exactly.
No, because me and Peyton are going against each other. So if Peyton knows that we're going against each other, he's going to bowl. He's going to bowl. Yeah, so I got your team on this.
Wow. I can't believe it. All right, what do you think, Jared?
I will take Garrett Williams' squad.
Oh, that's a loss right there.
Easy, easy. Garrett's a great bowler. He's a great bowler.
No, he's not.
It's all due respect. I know Lee and
you know, no, he is a bowler.
I just think they're going to take that loss last week personal.
I do too.
They should take every loss they have personal because they've been losing a lot.
Oh, man.
I know someone else has been losing a lot too. But
No. It's creative winning in my book.
Oh, my God. Not creative winning.
I'm going to take your mortgage payment. I'm going to take
it. Yeah, see? We're not the only
You're
one.
You're actually picking my team? I can't believe it.
Yeah.
That's amazing. All right. Next pair, team number 10. Put your thumb in it against Wicked Trio. So this is Chris against Larry Hoover. So what we got here?
I got less.
What we cooked today. That's like the Cajun cooker, whatever his name is. All right. So we got Chris against Larry.
What's
the spread, Mark?
Yeah, what's the spread?
41 pence.
Who?
He said who, like you guys are getting it.
We don't know that.
So Wicked Trio is getting 41.
I got my team.
Wow. You did it. I can't believe it. You got faith.
I'm starting to build faith.
You know what's odd is last week I picked you guys to win and you got me a point.
And I chose my team to win too.
Yeah. And I'm going to do that again. I'm going to pick you guys to win.
All right, Mark. Let me hear those sour words out of your mouth.
Wicked Trio all day.
I'm definitely in second. I'm definitely in second now.
Yeah. What's going to happen is Peyton is going to have Chris and that scratch thing whipped early and going to destroy him.
Wow.
Oh, man. You know, I think it's going to be a edge to Wicked Trio.
Oh.
What? Nice. Did he say kiss your sister or edge?
No, he said edge.
Edge. I think I give him now 28-20.
Wow, that's even bold prediction there. That is the team that shot 900 with their handicap. So,
yeah, I'm gonna go light on that match and think maybe 40-8.
Oh,
that's on a bad day.
That's on a bad day.
You want to bet, Mark?
Here we go. Let's hear the bet.
Want to bet? I'll make a bet. I'm positive that we're gonna win.
We got to make sure Tim Krishy is there.
No, you can't. You have to make the bet right now.
No.
Yeah, you can't. You can't change your. But you can't change your team once you choose your team here.
No, I can't. I mean, I'm good with the trio. You know.
He just said he ain't betting on it though. That's all.
See, that means he just showed his hand. He just showed his hand that you're not fully 100% on your team.
I don't feel good taking money out of your kid's piggy bank.
It's Fred's money. It's Fred. The piggy bank is Uncle Fred.
Uncle Fred.
That's the piggy bank thing.
Mm-hmm. We got to have Fred on just to defend himself.
Yeah, there's no money in there. Like, hey, where's Uncle Fred's money? I'll get more money from him soon.
All right, last pair. We're under the gun. We got Team 12, Man in the 10 Pin against Ricky and the Two Mics. What's the spread, Mark?
45 pins to Ricky and the Two Mics.
I'm going to go with the 45 pins and Ricky and the Two Mics. Unfortunately, Men in the 10 Pin have been in a bit of a slump lately. I hope they break out of it soon. I'm rooting for them too, but until then, I'm just going to pick Ricky and the Two Mics.
I'm going with the Men in the 10 Pin on this one.
Okay.
I got Ricky.
You got Ricky. Wow. Nice.
I think what I say all year, man, Ricky gonna Ricky. So they're gonna take it, man. Ricky will probably shoot 650.
Probably. That's typical Ricky for you. All right. So real quick, we got results for Bowler of the Week. Mr. Jared Gallegos, 132 pins over with his 714 game. That was awesome bowling, Jared. Congrats. Kudos to the honor-up bowlers of Gary Vickner. Gary Vickner, 94 pins, and Ricky Boudreau, 88 over, so kudos to them. Ladies, Camilla Woodman's the 99 pins over her series. She had a 606. I'm not sure if that's how many series, 600 series is that, Chris? Is that like five or six?
Yeah, I think it's six. I think it's even six.
Nice. Uh-huh. And kudos to the Queen Tina. She was 39 over, and Anna Marie Davis, 21 over. And high average, Chris's favorite, has still not broken the top three. It's still dominated by Garrett Williams, 207, and Neil and Ron Reynolds are tied at 206. Camilla's at 170 for the ladies, followed by Amanda at 145, Nancy Davis, 133. We're going to skip to most valuable
player. Before, MVP. What rank am I in the highest average?
All right. So highest average. Yes, you did get your average up to 204.
Uh-huh.
So you are still in fourth place, but not by much.
All right, fourth place. Hey, that's close to third. I just got to make top three.
You're close, but no cigar. All right, so MVP, Mr. Kyle Howell is still in the lead at 133. Followed by George Martinez at 1 point behind at 132. Gino, I think, had a tie because he lost 1 point to George. He's at 131, but he's in third. Tina Saunders, the dominant, 115 points for the ladies and cruising to be MVP for the ladies. Next closest to her is her auntie, Anna Marie Davis, with 97, and then her mom, Nancy Davis, is 93. Real quick, adult awards. Jared Gallegos had a 700 series award, followed by Gary Vickner had a 600 series award, and Camilla Woodman's the 600 series award.
My baby.
All right. I think that about wraps up the podcast. We're a little over an hour. Before we're done, though, I always like to make sure to keep up to date with USBC. And who better to keep up to date than with the director, the president, or one of the high-ups at USBC, Mr. Jared Gallegos. So what's going on at USBC?
I am none of those. I'm just a regional manager, but thank you for having me. I am
Mr. Vice President.
I doubt that. But
And with extra money, guys, he'll do anything to your stats.
No, not at all.
We are get him fired one day.
Yeah, no. If you guys aren't involved in the Open Championships, definitely look into that. You know, in Vegas for the Open, and then the Women's Championships are being held in Reno. You know, and if you have any youth bowlers currently bowling, you know, there we have the in May, it's coming up, the U22 Masters in Queens.
Yeah,
coming up.
Yeah.
So that's coming up for the youth bowlers and so yeah, there's some good things on the horizon.
There sure are. Our very own Greg Carlton, his daughter Jenna is competing in a lot of youth tournaments around the area, and she's doing very good for herself. So we're always rooting for Jenna. Good luck to you, Jenna. I hope you do really well. We're even in discussion, and I talked to Jared about this before, about possibly making the JB Trios the summer league that's about to come up into a youth adult. We haven't pulled all of the bowlers yet because there's still a lot that goes into it. I've talked with Jared. I've talked with Joey Robb, who's in charge of the youth for the local USBC here in Denton. And so there's a lot that goes into it, but we still have yet to pull a lot of the bowlers. But how many youth adult leagues are there out there, Jared? I can't imagine there's too many.
I don't know off the top of my head. I'd have to look it up, but I could definitely get you a better answer, at least within the Denton area, see if there's any in that area.
We definitely do need more youth adult, I think. And I was hoping to come up with a way to do it and still do a payout, but I think that might be impossible because we don't want to endanger the kids' points for their scholarship fees. So we might do something like maybe a bowling ball or something at the end if the guys are up for it. But we're still in talks. We haven't made a final decision. I'm still going to poll a lot of the bowlers and see what everybody says. And we definitely want to make the bowlers happy. So, but if we can make it a youth adult, just for the summer, you know, while the kids are out of school and stuff like that. But we're still thinking about it.
Nice.
But Jared, thanks again for joining, buddy. We're always happy to have you on, and we definitely got to do it again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Anytime. If you're not tired by then.
Yeah.
We'll still have you, even though if you're not working for them anymore.
I am always going to work for them as long as I go, they'll have me. So I'm a Western manager. I get the Western United States. So that's my region. So
there you go. Nice. Next time you'll be on, you'll be VP of the whole company. Maybe.
No.
And then you'll change my score.
No.
If Chris shoots a 300, Jared himself will make sure that gets entered.
No way. Yes. I want your hand. I want your fingers to type those numbers in.
My fingers aren't going to get tired because it's not going to happen.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for our guest of honor, Jared Gallegos, normal spelling, J-A-R-E-D. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us again and making us top eight in the bowling podcast. What, series or the category?
Top eight on FeedSpot, number one in your hearts.
Yes, thank you so much. I know y'all listen to this for me and my contact, and no one else says, so tune in next time. If you don't, you'll be like Jared having names spelled wrong.
All right, guys. Y'all were great again. Thanks again. Thanks again, Jared. We'll see everybody tomorrow night.
Take care.
Y'all be safe, guys. Have a good night.
See you, Mark.
See you later.